You are going to listen to a conversation between Carmela and her school's career advisor, Mr. Patel, about her plans for the future. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then, you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for each question, 1 to 6. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Come in. Oh, hi, Carmela. Thanks for dropping in.
Well, thanks for seeing me.
Have you had any thoughts about your future? Have you thought about university or college?
Well, actually, I'm hoping to go to university, yes. But I'm not sure what I'd like to study.
Okay. That's a good start, at least. I can see from your results that you're better at sciences and maths than at languages. Would you like to study in these fields?
I think I'd like to, yes.
Do you see yourself dealing with people, or would you like to work in an office or something else?
Actually, I really like dealing with people. And in the summer, I'm going to work in my uncle's news agents again. It's not great money, but it's enough to get me through the holidays. And I really enjoy it.
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder, if you like the sciences and you want to go to university, have you considered medicine? Perhaps you'd like to become a doctor.
Well, I have thought about it, but to be honest, it takes such a long time. I think it's 7 years minimum. That's too much. Also, I can't imagine being around blood and guts. I really wouldn't like that.
Okay, but listen, I've got an idea. You'd like to go to university, you like science, you want to work with people, but don't like blood and gore, and you don't want to study for too long. Have you ever thought about pharmacy?
No, I haven't. But actually, it seems ideal. Yeah, that's not a bad idea at all. What would I have to do to become a pharmacist?
Well, first, you need to get good grades in your A-levels. This will improve your chances of getting into university. You should definitely choose to study chemistry and biology to help you get into the pharmacy course.
Right. And if I get a degree in pharmacy, can I become a pharmacist?
Well, it's a bit more complicated than that. If you have a degree in pharmacy, you can then join the Royal Pharmacists Association. But you will need to work hard in the next couple of years here at school.
Great. I'm actually quite excited. If I do well, could I open my own pharmacy?
With some years of experience, I don't see why not.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Thank you so much.
No problem, Carmela. I wish you all the best. Come in. Oh, hi, Carmela. Thanks for dropping in.
Well, thanks for seeing me.
Have you had any thoughts about your future? Have you thought about university or college?
Well, actually, I'm hoping to go to university, yes. But I'm not sure what I'd like to study.
Okay. That's a good start, at least. I can see from your results that you're better at sciences and maths than at languages. Would you like to study in these fields?
I think I'd like to, yes.
Do you see yourself dealing with people, Or would you like to work in an office or something else?
Actually, I really like dealing with people. And in the summer, I'm going to work in my uncle's news agents again. It's not great money, but it's enough to get me through the holidays. And I really enjoy it.
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder, if you like the sciences and you want to go to university, have you considered medicine? Perhaps you'd like to become a doctor.
Well, I have thought about it, but to be honest, it takes such a long time. I think it's 7 years minimum. That's too much. Also, I can't imagine being around blood and guts. I really wouldn't like that.
Okay, but listen, I've got an idea. You'd like to go to university, you like science, you want to work with people, but don't like blood and gore, and you don't want to study for too long. Have you ever thought about pharmacy?
No, I haven't. But actually, it seems ideal. Yeah, that's not a bad idea at all. What would I have to do to become a pharmacist?
Well, first, you need to get good grades in your A-levels. This will improve your chances of getting into university. You should definitely choose to study chemistry and biology to help you get into the pharmacy course.
Right. And if I get a degree in pharmacy, can I become a pharmacist?
Well, it's a bit more complicated than that. If you have a degree in pharmacy, you can then join the Royal Pharmacists Association. But you will need to work hard in the next couple of years here at school.
Great! I'm actually quite excited. If I do well, could I open my own pharmacy?
With some years of experience, I don't see why not.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Thank you so much.
No problem, Carmela. I wish you all the best.